Yeah, that's correct. And to be honest, it's worrying. I know we have unprecedented overcrowding at the hospital at the moment, but this is something that I raised last May and June with the HSE in relation to what was the state-of-art 24 million euro building. And to find out then that there was deficiencies in fire safety was worrying enough, but to be here now 8 months later after it's first been raised and being told by the HSE that the work was ready to start, it's very worrying indeed. And I worry for the patients who are in that part of the hospital, and indeed the staff if they work there on a daily basis. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we have a 24 million euro building. It's just recently been built, and since it's been built, it's caused nothing but problems. We all are well aware of the flooding issues. Now we have a fire safety issue, and I wonder that if this was a private business, where would the fire services be? What would their opinion be? And, you know, we're always, and no matter what they say, at low level, and that they have a high degree fire alarm system there, if a fire starts in that medical block and there's patients in the second or third floor, how are we going to get them out of there? How are we going to evacuate them with the overcrowding that there is? And that this is just an added burden on staff. And I think the hospital needs to look at this. And remember, Catherine, at the time I raised this, they said to me that it would cause no disruption whatsoever to the wards and to the block. Then why are they now using the fact that the hospital is overcrowded to say the work isn't being carried out?
When this issue was first raised back in June, the HSE did stress that there wasn't an immediate cause of concern. You don't agree with that?
No, of course not. If they find deficiencies, or whoever the consultants found deficiency in the fire safety of proofing of the building, then that's a concern, whether it's a small concern or a big concern. And we only see what can happen in situations where there isn't proper safety precautions in place. Like what we have here is there's holes between wards, there's holes between floors where flames can readily get up through. And not being too dramatic, but we can see what happens when flames and blocks can get up through a floor into another floor, into another floor. But it's the fear and it's the strain now being put on staff and patients. You're in there wondering, okay, if a fire starts, the fire alarm will go off. I have no doubt about that. People will be notified almost immediately. But then how do we prevent the fire spreading within the building? How do we tackle the fire? And to be honest, I'd be interested, and I am going to contact the local fire service today and ask them what is their view on this.